The Labor Party says the government is scaling back its commitment to Nelson Hospital and cutting frontline health services by changing the plans for a new hospital. Last year, Cabinet signed off on building a new acute services building, but Labor says this has quietly changed to a plan to build a series of smaller buildings instead. Labor's health spokesperson, Dr. Aisha Verrill, joins me now. Kia ora, what exactly are your concerns about this proposal of smaller buildings?
Kia ora, Charlotte. Thanks for having me on. What we're concerned about is, in government, we made that decision for a single building. That was the clinically prepared option that was put to us after extensive work on those options. What we were told then is that other options, including having what was probably two main buildings, meant that was more difficult from the clinical point of view, getting patients and staff between where they need to be, but also key parts of the hospital wouldn't be in the seismic strengthened building that was designed to survive a rupture of a major earthquake on the Alpine Fault. So we agreed with the option that was going to be best for the patients in Nelson and the surrounding area. We're very worried by a departure from that to whatever the smaller phase set of buildings is.
Well, will that actually cut capacity?
Well, they have not been clear on that, but the advice that we got from Te Whatu Ora after extensive work on the options was that it wasn't possible to send them back and do further work on options to both save costs and keep the same clinical outcomes. So if you want to save costs on this building, you are necessarily going to end up with worse services. That's the advice we had, which is why we decided to proceed.
The Health Minister says $73 million has been allocated to the design and enabling groundworks for this hospital, but it's still largely in the design phase, so they can change their mind here.
Well, as you know, these are really big projects that go on for 10 years. That is the time over which this hospital build would occur on, over other similar builds like Dunedin happen as well. Of course, they need to be funded across multiple budgets. Even when you do fund them out of a single budget, there still can be changes that happen across the way. So it's just not feasible to say that you can set it and forget it and subsequent governments won't have to make an adjustment to the funding at some point. The issue we have here is that National always do this. They always scale back health capital infrastructure, and that's how we end up not having the hospitals that we need as a country.
Tēnā koe, thank you for joining me. That is Labor's health spokesperson, Dr. Aisha Verrill.